And that's where we made the 73 grams per ton over 7.5 meters gold discovery. Since then, we raised, I think it was close to $3 or $4 million with Eric Sprott and a few others. That gave us money to do a 5,000 meter drill program. We went and targeted Ranger and a couple other sites, Rogue and Rush, that looked really interesting. We found like copper staining at the surface, that it's like that green malachite looking mineral. And we went and drilled that this spring. And like you said, we were waiting for our results last time we talked. Got the results back, and it had some negatives and some positives. We made a VMS copper discovery, which was super exciting. Our stock price doesn't show that because everyone was waiting for that Ranger gold discovery. But everyone's overlooking, or a lot of people are overlooking, this copper VMS discovery that we made, which we hit in the original hole 1.21% copper, almost 10% zinc, and some kickers of silver in there over 3.5 meters. And then we stepped out 165 meters and we hit 0.8% copper over 27 meters. And we actually made a brand new discovery called Red Ridge. And this is a beautiful conductor, almost 2.4 kilometers long. And we found some of the similar malachite, like copper looking staining that we did, like the Rush target. So we're waiting on lab results for that. But every time we go to this property to explore, because it's a brand new greenfield site, we seem to find something brand new.
Jordan Black, Ramp Metals. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Long time no see. It's great to catch up.
Yeah, it really is. Pleasure is all mine. Let's first talk about, well, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Ramp Metals. I am excited about what they have going on and the project, to say the least. They have not paid for this interview. They have been a previous sponsor in the past. That will more than likely change in the new year. Just want to fully disclose that. Jordan, let's first talk about last time I spoke to you, I want to say it was in July, September. You were waiting for your gold results to come back. Talk about that, what happened, and you had a pretty significant, which is good for me because I'll be buying more. Again, that is not a recommendation. But well, what happened, and talk about the pullback.
Look, exploration has a lot of ups and downs, as you know. It's early stage Ramp Metals, but last year we were out there in June looking for nickel because we were downstream of the old Rotten Stone mine, which produced some of the highest grade nickel in the country at the time. And it had these really high kickers of copper and gold in there as well. So we went and we targeted with four holes these sulfide targets. And under this Ranger hole, we drilled through the sulfide conductor, got below that, and that's where we made the 73 grams per ton over 7.5 meters gold discovery. Since then, we raised, I think it was close to $3 or $4 million with Eric Sprott and a few others. That gave us money to do a 5,000 meter drill program. We went and targeted Ranger and a couple other sites, Rogue and Rush. That looked really interesting. We found like copper staining at the surface, that it's like that green malachite looking mineral. And we went and drilled that this spring. And like you said, we were waiting for our results last time we talked. Got the results back, and it had some negatives and some positives. Starting with the negative, when we stepped out 30 to 50 meters from the original gold discovery, we weren't able to replicate that gold hit. We drilled in the east and west directions and kind of fanned around it. So right now we're looking into like why we missed it for the next program. But over the summer, we also did a lot of exploration that I'll talk to you in a bit as well. But with that program, we made a VMS copper discovery, which was super exciting. Our stock price doesn't show that because everyone was waiting for that Ranger gold discovery. But everyone's overlooking, or a lot of people are overlooking, this copper VMS. discovery that we made, which we hit in the original hole 1.21% copper, almost 10% zinc, and some kickers of silver in there over 3.5 meters. And then we stepped out 165 meters and we hit 0.8% copper over 27 meters. So Rush is actually, that could turn into a really good discovery. If we drill it out a little more, it might turn into a resource. So this summer we decided to do downhole BHEM and ground geophysics around Rush and a few other sites. And we also flew geophysics across the entire property. We actually had to wait for the forest fires to finish burning. Unfortunately, for the community, 80% of our property burnt down. But some positives to that is it gives the geos a better eye. So we were able to go land on certain outcrops with the helicopter that we weren't able to do before. And we actually made a brand new discovery called Red Ridge. And this is a beautiful conductor, almost 2.4 kilometers long. And we found some of the similar malachite, like copper looking staining that we did, like the Rush target. So we're waiting on lab results for that. But we, every time we go to this property to explore, because it's a brand new greenfield site, we seem to find something brand new.
Right. So talk about that exactly is, when I first met you going back, I want to say 2 years, it was always Ramp Metals, and which was actually ingenious from a company standpoint, because that's exactly what you're doing in seeing what you hit. But it was more a focus on nickel, then you hit gold, if you would. And now it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong with my timeline, but copper is probably what people should be most excited about, correct?
Yeah, I think you could still be a little bit excited about the gold, but I think the copper is also really exciting. Like that's something that has some meat and potatoes. It could turn into a resource. If Red Ridge comes back with mineralization and then we drill that this winter, 2.4 kilometers can be a major discovery, similar to our neighbors in Saskatchewan, like Foran. And they originally had one VMS and then kept expanding, and now they're a $1 billion company. So we want to follow in footsteps like them, who are actually going to be producing very soon in Saskatchewan. And with gold, when we were out on site after the property burnt up a little bit, we were able to explore a bit around Ranger as well, where the gold was discovered originally. And to the north of it, about 300 meters, we found these nice quartz veins at surface that we didn't see originally. So that might give us more clues, like maybe it's trending to the north. And if we throw a couple more holes near that gold discovery, we might be able to hit it this time around. So this winter, we're going to get the drills turning again. We have almost $5 million in the treasury. So we're going to do a very robust drill program, both on the Rush, Red Ridge, and Ranger targets. So this year will be, or next, the end of this year and next year will be a very exciting time again for Rant Metals. And like you said, our market cap is pretty low right now. I think we're trading around 13 to 15 million, and with almost 5 million cash in the treasury, like, this is a really good opportunity for a lot of people that missed the run up last time.
Okay, so Jordan, let me talk to all my viewers and listeners, and please correct me if anything I say is wrong, Jordan. Think about this again. This is early exploration. This is greenfields. When I first met Jordan again, it was over 2 years ago. That was his passion and his team's passion. I've met your head geo, and that's what you guys wanted to do, is greenfields exploration. It's basically, you guys staked a bunch of land the old-fashioned way, correct me if I'm wrong, and
yeah.
You guys had a couple really, well, you had a really big hit, if you would. This is very common in early stage. I told Jordan on record that my biggest regret was not investing early in Ramp Metals. Again, that is not a recommendation. I have invested, and I've seen this pullback as a potential opportunity for myself with what you have. What is also very attractive to me at these prices, if you would, at these stock prices, is you missed the first run up, and here you go with everything you got going on. But what I do love as a new investor that very much could potentially start buying more is you have a market cap of 15 million with $5 million in the bank, all Canadian, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So you're fully funded, if you correct me if I'm wrong, for 26 for the program that you want, correct?
Yeah, we're fully funded for the next year. So it's definitely a good risk to reward here for Rant Metals, and the team is super passionate to make really that next discovery, and we're gonna keep drilling until the market is happy, and we really want to make multiple discoveries on this property.
Yeah, and I want to go back, if you would, over the past nine months or so. They've shown, and I'm just looking at this, I'm putting my investor hat on, that you guys have something. Now it's just a matter of hitting it, and you
For
have
sure.
$5 million of cash in the bank to hit. So
Yeah.
those are, again, not a recommendation, but that's a beautiful thing for me, wanting to put more money in. Talk more a little bit about what do you got coming. You did, but just work that a little bit more about what 26 looks like. You can drill in the winter times, is that correct?
That's correct. So right now we're just finishing up our Indigenous consulting. We had our last meetings this week, so we do expect to get our drill permits very soon. This year we applied for 2-year permits, so next year we don't have to go through the process again. We're gonna get the summer field program lab results most likely in December, so that should be exciting for the market and for the team. And then we'll use that data to do a winter drill program. End of January, February time. We'll try to get out there as quickly as possible. But Christmas and holidays are coming up quickly, so we got to plan around those schedules. So we will most likely be drilling early next year, and then usually it's about 3 months to get lab results, and then that's where you'll really know what we've hit at Ramp and how many discoveries we have on the property here in Saskatchewan.
Excellent. So 3 months, again, thinking of a timeline, 3 months from February, March, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So really, I guess if talking to all my investors, listeners, is that's what you're, again, if you're putting money in, which just be frank, I am doing, again, not a recommendation. You got all of this news time coming out in the springtime. Jordan, tell me a little bit about, again, the background of yourself, who you got on the team, and why this very well could be a success, because it's not only about drill bits, it's about the people that you have.
Yeah, look, I was a geotech engineer for 12 plus years. I worked for the big consulting firms like Golder and WSP. Then I ventured into the financial markets, worked for a fund where we took one of the first companies public to use AI to define mineral resources. And I always wanted to do my own thing. Earth Labs, GoldSpot, they really gave me that love of true junior exploration. And then I ran into two geologists in Saskatchewan, Garrett and Brett. They're our VP of Exploration and Operations. Born and raised in Saskatchewan and always wanted to make a discovery in their backyard. And in these early days, you really need the passion and you have to like what you're doing. You have to go out in the bush and kick rocks. And I really saw that they had the vision to find something. So we formed Rant Metals around the properties they staked. And they're still here today, kicking the rocks and trying to make new discoveries and heading out to site as much as possible. And then we used our backgrounds to raise funding. So like I mentioned earlier, we got Eric Sprott in the company, Earth Labs, and a few other family offices and institutions in here. So I'd say management and directors own about 47% of the stock. And if you include all insiders and friends and families, we're probably closer to 65%. So it's a really tight float, which means doesn't take a lot of volume or buying to get the stock price up.
Excellent. Okay, how many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
Fully diluted, we're just over 45 million shares.
Yeah, that's exceptionally tight to all my viewers and listeners. Jordan, you're going to have to go soon, but I really do appreciate the update again to all my viewers and listeners. Ramp Metals did not pay for this interview. They have sponsored us in the past. I am an investor and more than likely will be buying more in the open market after this interview drops. Jordan, love to have you on as soon as those results come back in December. Yeah, I'd love to have you on as soon as they come.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Look forward to speaking soon.